I go from David to John Goddard, lead organiser, Police Association New South Wales. Now, this is a union organisation. Normally, of course, they look for the Labor Party to support various things, pay disputes, a whole range of other issues. John Goddard has, of course, served for more than two decades as a police officer. I think he was at the rank of detective sergeant when he took up his position with the New South Wales Police Association. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray. Morning to your listeners.
I can't imagine that any copper listening to this interview, or any fiery, or any AMBO, or anyone in emergency services, or doctors or nurses who are impacted by this legislation, will ever vote for the Labor Party based on the way they've turned their back on those people.
Well, I have to agree with you there, Ray. These ALP amendments, it puts our members in unnecessary danger. It makes us need to re-arrest people. And in reality, it rips the heart out of the intent of the bill and puts offenders who are willing to bite, scratch, spit on frontline workers in this state who protect the people of New South Wales day in and day out. It puts them behind these offenders, according to the ALP changes.
Did you have an indication prior to the last couple of days that JD McKay would back away from the position she took with me in 2019?
Absolutely not, Ray, and this has really blindsided us. As you can imagine, we believed that the bill would go up. We heard those undertakings on your show. And look, in reality, I believe that Jody's made a decision to appease the radical left, and I agree with you that her legacy after this will be choosing those people over the workers of this state, not just coppers, our friends in corrective services, our friends in juvenile justice, nurses, AMBOs, our people who work in our psych units. They're all affected by this as well.
And the remarkable thing is, you say, and let's not get away from it, I think David Elliott made a valid point that there are people who think we're targeting a particular part of the community, be it the gay community, but as you would testify, many officers we're trying to protect are actually part of the gay community. They're good, decent people serving the state of New South Wales, and they need protection like anyone else.
Again, 100% correct. Our membership come from a diverse background, demographic of all types, and I get out there and speak to our members, and I tell you, this is really widely and deeply felt that they are upset by this. But can I say, Ray, that Jody McKay's got an opportunity to backtrack this. The filibustering by the Greens last night could play to her advantage. She's got the opportunity to show that the Labor Party are the party of the workers, because I tell you, she's lifting 300,000 workers out there in the wind at the moment, and she's got the opportunity today to remove these amendments and show that the Labor Party is going in the direction that it really should be.
Okay, well said, John. I appreciate your time as always. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate the time.
That's John Goddard, lead organiser in New South Wales of the New South Wales Police Association.